Stephenson University and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Mustangs Basketball. This multimedia broadcast is available online and on your mobile device and is powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stephenson University. Now, let's go to the hardwood. This is Mustangs Basketball.
We welcome you to Montclair, New Jersey for the NCAA tournament, the first in Stephenson women's basketball history. It's the Stephenson Mustangs taking on the Williams Eves. Hello, everyone. Rob Dawson here. We welcome you inside the Panzer Athletic Center on this Friday afternoon for the first round of the NCAA Division III women's basketball tournament here on SFMSports.net. How the Mustangs got here was via a conference championship. They got the automatic bid into the tournament by getting past the Albright Lions 54-50 in Owings Mills on Saturday. It was the Mustangs' 23rd win of the season, and this win was probably the toughest of the 23. First of all, the Mustangs couldn't sink a shot, it seemed, only shooting 21% for the game. Also, three of their stars, Sarah Tarbert, Ty Bender, and Kiara Harmon, had four personal fouls for the last 10 minutes of the game. But expert substitutions by Coach Jackie Boswell helped. Kayla Kelly scoring 17 points and grabbing 11 rebounds helped. And the defense by Stephenson was stellar. They only allowed Albright to shoot 26% for the game. And allowing no one else other than Khaleesi Harris to score in double figures also was key. It was the first conference championship in school history. It was only their second conference championship game in their history. And on Monday, the Mustangs were selected as the second rank of four teams in this Montclair, New Jersey pod. The Williams Eves come into the tournament as an at-large bid from the NESCAC, or the New England Small College Athletic Conference. The Eves are 20-6 on the year. They finished fourth in their conference, right on the precipice of a few more tough wins against tough teams like Tufts in their league, but they just couldn't get over the hump. But they are a very potent team on the defensive end, losing in the semifinal round of the conference tournament to Tufts 53-40. Yes, they lost the game, but they held Tufts to 53 points, 14 below their season average. Williams struggled from the field, only shooting 26% from the game. The bench couldn't score, and they couldn't hit their free throws. Leading scorer all season, Ellen Cook, scored 14 points for Williams. So now we come to today, an historic occasion for the Mustangs. Their first NCAA tournament game in their history, and it's the first NCAA tournament game on the schedule in the country. The whole eyes of D3 will be on the Mustangs and the Eves this afternoon. Coach Jackie Boswell said in her weekly interview that her team is soaking in the experience, but that they're also handling the trip in a businesslike way. They don't want to go out tonight. The Eves have been an NCAA tournament staple the last few years, including a Final Four appearance in 2013 and are 12-8 all time in the tourney. It's the upstarts versus the regulars, you can say. Coming up, we'll take a look at our tale of the tape and our players to watch. It's game number 27 of the season and number 3 of the postseason. The first round of the NCAA tournament between the Stephenson Mustangs and the Williams Eves. Tip time just after 4 o'clock. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Counting down to ride out of my shoes. Tell you go. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just hold the front of me. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just want the fun of it. Just want the thrill of it. Just want the love of it. Just want the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pre-Game Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Well, good back here to Montclair, New Jersey. Back in a moment, this is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
Also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back here to Montclair, New Jersey, as they just finished the national anthem, and now we'll hear the starting lineups for both teams. And before we do that, we want to talk to you a little bit about our tale of the tape between these two teams. Of course, different conferences, so it's a little bit of apples to oranges, perhaps, in the rankings, but we'll tell you that Stevenson, as we take a look at both of these teams, Stevenson outscores Williams by about 3 points a game in terms of offense, 66 versus 63. Field goal percentage is very similar. Three-point field goal shooting. Williams is a little bit better than Stevenson, about 3% better, 33 versus 30, and a little bit better from the free throw line. Both teams have a similar rebounding total, and the difference, again, with Stevenson and most other schools is steals per game, at least right now. Stevenson at 14 steals a game. Williams at around half that, about 8 per game. Both of these teams are similar in opposing points per game. Stevenson first in the Commonwealth Conference at 52 points allowed. Williams at fourth in the NESCAC at 54 points allowed. And both of these teams are pretty good in terms of defending the shots. Stevenson at 36% for the field. Williams at 32% allowed for opponents. We take a look at our players to watch, and we'll be watching Sarah Tarbert. We've watched her so many games this season. She's been selected as our player to watch because of her struggles in the previous game, as well as the fact that she had 4 personal fouls in the last game, and first time under 10 points this season that Tarbert was held under, and 15 double-doubles as well on the year. So we know her potency. Of course, it was not one of her best games on Saturday. And of course, we'll be watching Ellen Cook of Williams, 5'11 senior, leads the way in scoring at 14.2 points per game, 4.6 rebounds, 35% from the field. She got 18 in the last game. She's also a 1,000-point scorer. We will be back very shortly. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
I'm loving the switch up. The switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's with a whole new way to order. Now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream.
And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get 2 for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of acquired purchase posted on menu board.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by SFMSports.com.
The tip is underway as we begin the 2015 NCAA tournament in Stevenson controls. So nice of you to join us here on SFMSports.net. The first possession goes inside to Ty Bender. Shot is blocked, and now here come the Eves with their first possession. We're coming to you from courtside here at Montclair State and Panzer Athletic Center, and the action is literally right in front of us. We're on the baseline here, so the Eves are coming towards our broadcast position here today. So now Driving in is Devin Caveney. Kicks out, and now driving and shooting is Kelly McDonald, and the shot is good. And it's a 2-0 Williams lead. So 19-13 left to go in the first half, and now the Mustangs in the home white uniforms with the green numbers go away from our position. Now here's Harmon. Kicks out to Bender. Bender on the perimeter. Inside to Tarbert. Tarbert posting up. Drives. Hook shot is a lot of contact, but blocked. And rebound picked up by Williams. And now running is Cook. Cook driving the lane. Cook kicks out to a driving, cutting Devin Caveney. And we got a whistle and a foul close to the baseline. So 18:52 left to go in the first half. The foul's going to be on the Mustangs. And 18:52 left to go. The foul goes on Kaylee Guzek. So now an inbound to number 33, Amani Fernandez, to Kelly McDonald. Kick out to the top of the arc, back to McDonald, and now inside to Fernandez. That is Katie Littman, and the shot is good. 4-0. 18:37 left to go in the first half. Williams has the quick 4-0 lead. Ty Bender, now to Kayla Guzek, now to Bender at the top of the arc. It's Bender, Guzek, Harmon, Kelly to lead off things here, and the shot no good by the Mustangs. And now here come the Williams Eves. So now here's Fernandez driving. Kicks cross court up to the top of the arc is Ellen Cook. 18:10 left to go in the first half. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Fernandez. Now kicks up to the top of the arc. That's Caveney. Now over to Fernandez again. Deflected by Bender, and it's going to be out of bounds against Stevenson. It will be Williams' ball. 18:02 left to go in the first half. Tarbert is the other starter that I didn't mention before, and now here's Caitlin Roy coming into the game for Kiara Harmon. For Williams, it is McDonald, Caveney, Cook, Fernandez, and Littman, the starters. So now try to pass inside. Littman shot no good. Too strong off the iron. Rebound by Benner. And now here's Guzek. Guzek in the corner. Guzek looking for some help. Now getting up to Kayla Kelly at the top of the arc. Kelly driving. Shot is no good. And rebound ripped down by the Eves. And now here they come on the fast break. Here's a bounce pass across the lane. And Fernandez blocked by Benner out of bounds. So 17:34 left to go in the first half. It is 4-0 Williams. And now it will be inbounding is Amani Fernandez. Bender guarding the inbound pass. Fernandez dishes it, and it goes off a Stevenson player out of bounds. Looked like it was off of Caitlin Roy. And now they're moving the inbounding over on the other side, pretty much right in front of us. 17:33 left to go in the first half, 4-0 Williams. So now pass up to the top of the arc, over to Fernandez. Fernandez along the wing, kicks out cross court. Shot by Caveney is good. That is a 3-point field goal, and Williams has a 7-0 lead. 17:18 left to go in the first half. Here's Bender directing the offense in the half court. Pass over to Guzek. Guzek now throws it away, and did it deflect off someone? Let's see. And it looks like it did, so it will be Stevenson ball. And Kayla Kelly will be inbounding with 21 left on the shot clock. 17:11 left to go in the first half. 7-0 our score. Here's Kelly, inbounds it to Guzek. Deflected and then stolen by Williams. Now here's Caveney driving, bodying. Shot is too strong off the backboard. Rebound by the Mustangs, Sarah Tarbert. Now Guzek throws it, actually tapped out of bounds. Guzek was trying to look down court. Pass was tipped out of bounds, so 17 minutes left to go in the first half. Stevenson still has the possession. They're still looking for their first points. They're down 7-0. Inbound to Kelly. And now Kelly tries to kick it out to Guzek. Pass deflected. Tarbert's got it. Tarbert's shot. No good. Rebound picked up by the Eves. And now here come Fernandez and the Eves. Fernandez in the open court. Deflected by Kelly. Now here's Tarbert. Tarbert back the other way. Tarbert on the break will slow it up and will pass over to Roy in the corner. Roy driving. Shot is no good. Rebound picked up by Williams, and now we got a foul on Stevenson. It will be Williams' ball. So Stevenson can't buy a basket again. Still 7-0 our score. 16:35 left to go in the first half. Kaylin Roy called for the foul. 0-for-6 from the field to start. So now here come the Eves, and Fernandez deflects it off herself, gets it back. Now we got a foul. It looks like it's going to be on Guzek, and that's going to be foul number 2, if it is. It is going to be the third team foul for Stevenson. 16:30 left to go in the first half. And we got some referee miscommunication here as they are going to determine, I guess, who the foul was on the double check that, and they are going to settle with Kayla Guzek with the foul. So that is the second foul for Guzek. Coach Jackie Boswell did not like that as an explanation from the official. So 16:30 left to go in the first half. Coming into the game will be Stephanie Martinez. Now pass up towards the perimeter. Fernandez on the wing, waiting for help. Now passes off to the top of the arc. Kicks out. And now back over to Ellen Cook. Cook driving. Shot is no good. Rebound underneath by Littman. Shot no good. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Here's Martinez. Bounce pass up to Kelly. Kelly cross court to Tarbert. Tarbert, a three. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound picked up by the Eves. And still, the Mustangs have no points. 7-0 our score. Williams in the lead. 15:52 left to go in the first half. So now pass along the perimeter. Pass up to Caveney. Now inside to McDonald. McDonald battling Roy. McDonald shot no good. Rebound by Bender. And now we got a foul on Williams. So that'll be Williams' first foul of the game. 15:40 left to go in the first half. 7-0. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout. And it will be called. So 15:40 left to go in the first half. 7-0 Williams. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Well, something we're not used to during the regular season, but here a part of the postseason, that was not a timeout called by Stevenson. That is a media timeout. Normally in the regular season, we don't have media timeouts. But for the NCAA tournament, we will be following the regular procedure that follows Division I, and that is a timeout after the first whistle of 16 minutes, 12 minutes, 8 minutes, and 4 minutes in the half. So Stevenson and Williams both at their benches as they get ready here. 15:40 left to go in the first half. Rob Dawson on hand here. So nice of you to join us on SFMSports.net. We appreciate it. As Montclair State's team is now in the front row right by us as they will play next against Regis. Part of this Montclair, New Jersey pod. Remember, we're the first game going on in the NCAA tournament this afternoon and evening. So all the action starts here in New Jersey as Kelly inbounds to Bender. Stevenson 0 of 7 to start the game. So now here is Kayla Kelly. Pass up to the top of the arc to Kiara Harmon. Now over to Kelly at the top of the arc. Now to Bender. Bender driving the baseline. Bender spinning. Double team. Still finds a way. Lays it up and in. And the Mustangs are on the board. 7-2. 15:15 left to go in the first half. Ty Bender at 5-3. Fearless. So now back the other way is McDonald dribbling and Martinez rushing in for the loose ball. That ball was almost out of bounds. And now Littman takes it. Shot is good. And it's 9-2 Williams. So couldn't tell who it was out, but it looked like the ball had crossed the sideline. So now here's Martinez driving, and now we got a foul. So Martinez is going to go to the foul line, and Stephanie is pumped up. Stephanie playing not too far away from her hometown of Freehold, New Jersey. So 14:50 left to go, and we got a foul coming on Katie Littman for Williams. That is her first. Two team fouls, and now Stephanie Martinez is going to go to the free throw line. Here's the first free throw. It is up off the back iron. No good. Stephanie Martinez coming into the game as a 55% free throw shooter. 127 career three-pointers for Stephanie. So she'll have one more free throw. It is up and no good off the back iron. So an empty trip for the Mustangs. 14:46 left to go in the first half. Now a long pass all the way up to Fernandez. Now finds a cutting Littman who drives it up and in. 11-2, 14:38 left to go in the first half. Now here's Bender. Pass over to Martinez. Martinez fakes a three, drives, kicks out to Harmon. Harmon fakes a shot, now takes a closer shot. It's an air ball. Rebound picked up by the Eaves. 14:26 left to go in the first half. 11-2 our score. So now here's Fernandez driving all the way down. Blocked by Bender, but then called for a foul at the end of that. And the ball comes right to us. And the foul is going to go against Bender on the drive. So it will be two shots coming for Imani Fernandez, the freshman for Williams. First one on the way is good. It's 12-2. As a freshman, Imani Fernandez, very good for Williams, 8 points average. In only her second game of her career, at 27. Now that just goes to show you about Imani Fernandez. So 12-2. Our score after the made free throw, and now Fernandez goes to the line one more time. Second free throw on the way is no good. Tarver battling for the rebound, and loose ball picked up by the Mustangs. Bender hops over to defender. Wow. Bender showing some hops and still able to keep the dribble. Now inbounds it to Tarbert inside, and now we got a foul coming. So the pass inside to Tarbert, and Tarbert was fouled by the Eaves. And the foul is going to go against Fernandez. So that is her first. So 14 fouls for Stevenson, 3 for Williams. 14:07 left to go in the first half. Brittany Page into the game, inbounding it to Kiara Harmon up top. And now Ty Bender will take it and set up the offense. 14 minutes left to go. Williams 12, Stevenson 2. Bender over to Page. Page on the wing. Page dribbling over to the top of the arc. Now to Kiara Harmon. Harmon driving, and we got a foul. And no shot. They're going to call it on the floor. Foul is Oge Uwanka. Uwanaka actually into the game for Williams. So that is 4 team fouls now. So Martinez trying to inbound it. And it's stolen by Fernandez off page. And let's see who is it off of. Yep, it's still going to be off page. So it's Williams' ball. So Williams picking Stevenson's pocket there. 13:47 left to go. 12-2 our score. 13:44 left to go. So now here's Fernandez. Fernandez crossing half court. Waiting for some help. Dishes off to Ellen Cook. Shot off the back iron and rattles in. And Williams has a 14-12 lead. What a bounce for Ellen Cook, who is on the board with 2 points. So now here's Bender. Bender crosses half court to Martinez. To Harmon now on the wing. Harmon dribbling, bodying up against Fernandez, and then Fernandez steals it. Harmon tried to kick it out, and it was stolen. 13:12 left to go in the first half. Here's Cook setting up the offense. Cook crossover dribble, driving. On the way to the basket, we got a foul on Stevenson. And the foul is going to go against Brittany Page. So 14-2, Williams has the lead, 13:07 left to go. And then the first one up is good. So Ellen Cook, as we mentioned at the top of the show, the leading scorer, 14 points a game. She now has 3. It's 15-2. The foul goes against Brittany Page. That is her first. Second one on the way is good. Ellen Cook coming in as the 75% free throw shooter. Now pressure from Williams. Imani Sanders into the game. Now bringing the ball up. 13:02 left to go. 16-2. Williams has the lead. So now here's Kelly to Tarbert to Harmon. Inside to Kelly again. Lays it up and in. Mustangs need to chip away just like that. 16-4. 12:49 left to go in the first half. One thing about the Williams team is they have had incredible scoring droughts this season in games. So now here's Caveney. Picks up her dribble. Finds a cutting Lauren McCall, who lays it up and in. 18-4. So McCall on the board with 2 points. Actually, yep, McCall has 2. So Sanders up to Kelly. Now to Tarbert. at the top of the arc. 12:20 left to go in the first half. Here's Harmon battling. Harmon loses control, and the pass is stolen. The dribble's stolen, and now it still gets loose and picked up by Fernandez of Williams. Now here's Cook. Cook, crossover dribble, kicks out. Lauren McCall, three. Air ball, rebound by Tarver. Now here is Kelly. All the way up the court to Harmon, who lays it up and in, and one. And the Stevenson fans that have showed up to the game are pumped up at that. 2 points for Harmon. She'll try and make it three. 18-6. 12 minutes left to go. So Caitlin Roy will come in, and Sarah Tarbert will come out. 12 minutes left, and the foul is going to go on Lauren McCall. So five team fouls apiece. So Harmon to the line for one more. Kiara Harmon, best season of her career, and how fitting. She's a senior. 9 points average, and the free throw no good. Harmon came in before that at 74% from the line. So 11:53 left to go in the first half. 18-6 Williams. So now here's Fernandez. Fernandez inside. And now over to Oge Uwanaka. Now back to Uwanaka. Inside. Got the feed from McDonald. Uwanaka's shot is good. 26 Williams in the lead by 14. 11:34 left to go in the first half. Here's Sanders. Pass to Page. Page, the defender's giving room to Page. Page waiting for help over to Sanders. Sanders to Kelly. Kelly tried to feed it inside to Page, who is facing a double team. Now we got a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go towards Williams. So now we have a immediate timeout. 11:20 left to go in the first half. Williams 20, Stevenson 6. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at fafsa.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
Welcome back here to Montclair, New Jersey. 11:20 left to go in the first half. 26. Williams has the lead over the Mustangs here. It's been very even scoring throughout for Williams. And for the Mustangs, there hasn't been as much scoring as they would like, of course. Leading the way for Williams is Katie Littman with 6 points, and for Stevenson, three players with 2 points, Kara Harmon, Kayla Kelly, and Ty Benner. So the Mustangs trying to regroup here, and Williams will have possession of the ball out of the timeout. 11:20 left to go in the first half. We're pleased to be with you here on SFMSports.net for Stevenson's run in the NCAA tournament. So now, full court pressure from the Mustangs, inbound to Cook. Cook trying to get it up. They get it up to Fernandez. Fernandez sees an opening, drives the lane. Defense collapsing on her, and it's stolen by Kelly, and now we got a foul on the Williams. So that is 16 fouls now for the Eves, and the foul is going to go against Oge Uwanaka. She has 2 fouls, so she's going to come out of the game. 11:09 left to go. 26. Williams in front. So now here's Sanders at the top of the arc. Pass to Kelly. We got a foul. Touch foul along the perimeter, and it's going to be on Ellen Cook. So that is foul number one. And that is good news for the Mustangs, because 1-1 time coming up, and Kayla Kelly will be going to the free throw line. So Kayla Kelly, a 69% free throw shooter coming in, average of 8 points a game, 4 rebounds a game, a season high 19. Actually, the free throw missed, and now here's Williams. Now here's Cook, pass to Fernandez. The top of the arc. Fernandez, tough defense is Bender. And now Fernandez, we got a whistle, and I'm screened out by the official. I can't see what it is. And they actually got to call Ty Bender for the foul. So 10:51 left to go in the first half. So Ty Bender, foul trouble again. That's her second. 10:50 left to go in the first half. 26. Williams has the lead by 14. Here's Fernandez. Kicks it out to Ellen Cook. Cook trying to shake Kelly. Cook, and to pass deflected by Kelly, goes to Littman. Littman traveled with it. So turnover for Williams, and Stevenson is getting some stops and turnovers, and now they need to convert in points. So 10:35 left to go in the first half. 26 our score. So now here is Bender. Bender at the top of the arc. Bender up to Harmon on the wing. Harmon over to Tarbert. Tarbert fakes. Now drives. In traffic, layup, no good. Rebound picked up by Bender, and the Mustangs get another possession. Bender over to Roy. Roy at the top of the arc. Roy with 8 on the shot clock, now with 6. Kelly driving, blocked by Cook, and did she step out of bounds? Yes, she did, and it will be Stevenson ball with 3 on the shot clock. So 10:08 left to go in the first half. Cook was going for the block, but she had contact with the ball, and her foot was out of bounds. So 3 on the shot clock, Stevenson inbounds right under the basket. They're shooting at, finds a cutting Tarbert on the inbound, couldn't make the basket, and it's still 26 as Williams comes up with a rebound. A very frustrating first half thus far for the Mustangs. Still 10 minutes, though, to try and pull closer. So now here is Fernandez. Fernandez pass over to the top of the arc to Caveney. And now tried to feed a pass inside. It's deflected off the Mustangs, and it will be Williams ball. So 9:47 left to go in the first half. 26. Williams in front by 14. Here's Fernandez. Pass and tipped by Tarbert and then picked up by Lauren McCall. And she spins and drives and lays it up and in. 22-6 our score. And now here come the Mustangs again. Bender driving all the way down, lays it up and in. 22-8 Williams now. That previous basket was by Kelly McDonald, not Lori McCall. So 22-8 our score. 9:18 left to go in the first half. Meanwhile, Bender has 4 points. And now the Mustangs need more stops. Now Williams running their half-court set. Caveney. Pass off to the top of the arc. Now back up to Caveney again. Caveney now trying to feed over to Littman. 5 of the shot clock. Kelly tipped it. And it will be Williams' ball with 4 seconds left. Christy Fechtel-Cotty is now in the game. So now inbounding it will be McDonald with 4 on the shot clock. So now a desperation shot by Cook, no good. Rebound by Bender. So now here's Bender to Kelly, to Tarbert, lays it up and in, and that's the Stevenson basketball we know. Fast break all the way down the court, 22-10. So now here comes Williams. So now here is Fernandez, 18 on the shot clock. 8:35 left to go in the first half. Up to the top of the arc is Cook. Williams directing the offense. Roy on Cook. Now getting a screen. Now pass off to Caveney. Caveney driving. Shot off the side of the glass. No good. Rebound by Tarbert. Now here comes Bender. Bender quickly at the break to Roy. Roy in the corner. Roy over to Harmon. Harmon cross court to Kelly. Kelly driving. Shot. Good! And with contact, no foul, but she still got the basket. And now a 30-second timeout as the Mustangs bench comes to their feet. 8:09 left to go in the first half. 22-12. Williams in front. And we will tell you now about men's basketball. The trio of seniors, Justin Kuntz and Colby Jacobino, and junior Christian Roberts combined for 48 points as the Stevenson men's basketball team shot a season-high 69% from the field en route to a 72-66 victory over McDaniel in the quarterfinals of the ECAC South Championship Wednesday. Stevenson will face in-state and Commonwealth Conference rival Hood for the 4th time this season tomorrow night in the semifinals at Bethany. Game time is at 9 o'clock p.m. Visit GoMustangSports.com. to get more details and to follow the action live. 8:09 left to go in the first half. 22-12. Williams is in front by 10. Mustangs trying to knock on the door and come to life here. It was 26 before, and now the Mustangs have gone in a quick 6-2 run to draw within 10 points. The second game of the doubleheader in the Montclair, New Jersey pod comes up shortly after 6 o'clock. It is Montclair State, the host, against Regis. And we are here at Panzer Athletic Center, a very small, intimate place, much smaller than Owings Mills Gymnasium back home. But Montclair State coming in with only one loss on the season, a clear cut to be a part of the hosting capability for the NCAA tournament. So 8:09 left to go in the first half. Williams will have the ball after the Mustangs basket. So Eves up by 10. So now here is Cook. Pass up to Mary Kate O'Brien, who's into the game. Now to Cook again, up to Caveney. Caveney at the top of the arc, pass to Littman, and she traveled with it. So a turnover by Williams. So now Williams has had a couple of these turnovers now underneath, and the Mustangs need to continue the trend in making the Eves pay. So 7:55 left to go in the first half, 22-12. Williams in front by 10. So now here's Bender. Bender at the top of the arc. Bender, crossover dribble, driving the lane, going up and fouled. Great take by Ty Bender. Saw an opening, took it, and she will go to the line. So Ty Bender's free throw percentage has creeped up all season long. It is up to 58%. And she was the Commonwealth Conference tourney MVP. And the first free throw off the mark, no good. Taking into account the two great games that she had, career high of 17 points several times this season. So now here's Bender, another free throw off the mark, no good. Rebound picked up by Williams. So empty trip for the Mustangs from the free throw line again. Here's Cook over to Lippman at the top of the arc. Lippman looking for help. Passes off to Caveney. Caveney looking for help again. Passes off to McDonald, and now Caveney's got it for three. No good. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Here's Harmon. Pass off to Bender. 7:21 left to go. Mustangs got to take advantage. Williams is very cold from the field right now. Tarbert thought about shooting past it and then got it stolen, and now here's Cook. Behind the back, dribble, still able to maintain possession. Pass off to Caveney. Caveney over to Lippman at the top of the arc. Lippman now will drive, and we got a foul on the way to the basket. And the foul looks like it's going to be on Sarah Tarbert on the reach into the lane. So that would be her first foul. So that is the 17th foul for Stevenson. That's going to send a 1-1 for Katie Littman of Williams. Littman, a 49% free throw shooter. Free throw is up and good, 23-12. And now it's an 11-point lead. And now Littman again from the free throw line. And missed the second one, so one of two. Williams up 11. Here's Harmon with the rebound. Under seven to go in the first half, 23-12. Williams in front. So now here is Kelly directing the offense. Pass off to Tarbert in the corner, right in front of the Williams bench. Pass up to Harmon. Harmon spinning her way through, driving, hacked, and now a late foul call. So that will be team foul number 9 for Williams. But the foul is Kelly McDonald, 8 points a game average for McDonald, so she has two fouls with 6:47 left. That is a good sign. Harmon free throw is good, so 23-13 our score. So, again, it will be Harmon to the line. That was the first made free throw for Stevenson. So now here's the other free throw is good. So 23-14, and now the Mustangs have creeped within 9. Single-digit deficit now. 6:42 left to go in the first half. So here's Fernandez. And Bender trying to pick Fernandez's pocket. Kelly, tough defense on McDonald. Actually, Laurie McCall, who's into the game. Now here's Fernandez. Pass off to Caveney. Caveney at the top of the arc to McCall. Inside to Littman. Shot, no good. Tipped and picked up by the Mustangs. Here's Bender. Bender speedily down the court. Bender, no look pass to Roy. To Tarbert, a three. Good! And it's a 6-point deficit now for the Mustangs, 23-17, 6:10 left to go. Tarbert with a key three. 6:05 left to go in the first half. Tarbert's got five. Cook inside to McCall, deflected out by Tarbert. And now the Mustangs bench gets into it. And their fans, too. Many fans have made the trip. 6:02 left to go. Here's Cook. And Bender tipped it, but Caveney got it. Now Fernandez at the top of the arc. And now here is Cook. Cook, crossover dribble. So almost stolen by Harmon. So now here's Littman to Caveney. Caveney driving, floater, no good. And rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Here's Bender. Harmon up to Kelly. Now to Tarbert. Tarbert mishandled the ball, and it's picked up by Williams. Now here's Fernandez back the other way. Fernandez kicks out to Cadney for three. Air ball out of bounds. Stevenson ball. So now it will be a media time or a timeout. Is this a media timeout or a team call timeout? Let's see what it will be. And it is indeed a 30-second timeout. And we will keep it here. 5:33 left to go in the first half. Williams 23, Stevenson 7. Now we'll hear this about women's lacrosse. Senior Catherine Merrick scored a season-high 4 goals, while senior Leanne Bittner totaled a season-high 11 saves as the 19th-ranked Stevenson women's lacrosse team fell to 4th-ranked Franklin and Marshall in the Mustangs' home opener Wednesday. Stevenson returns to action tomorrow to host Haverford in a non-conference contest beginning at 12 noon. Watch the game live on the Mustang Sports Network starting at 11:50 a.m. at GoMustangSports.com. Rob Dawson on hand here. We do thank you for joining us here on this Friday afternoon. A very unconventional start time, but it's tournament time. We are the first game and only game in the NCAA tournament going on at the moment. Several games begin at 5 o'clock. Here's Kayla Kelly up to the top of the arc to Caitlin Roy and Bender inside to Tarbert. Tarbert facing a double team. Shot short. Air ball. Rebound picked up by Williams. Now here's Cook. Cook scanning the court. Cook behind the crossover dribble. Now over to Lippman. Lippman tried to feed it to McCall. McCall couldn't get to it. Tapped out of bounds. And it will be Stevenson ball. So 5:04 left to go in the first half. 23-17. Mustangs shooting 39% from the field. Williams 41% from the field. Stevenson has done a lot better in the last 7 minutes of gameplay here. So 5 minutes left to go in the first half, 23-17. Now here's Sanders. She crosses half court, crossed over dribble, trying to shake a defender, driving, shot short. Rebound picked up by Williams. Now here's Fernandez all the way down the court. Williams at the top of the arc, passes off to McCall at the baseline. A Caveney for three behind the arc is good. And it's 26-17. Mustangs down by nine. Here's Sanders. Sanders over to Martinez. Martinez over to Harmon at the top of the arc. Harmon now tries to shake a defender. Kicks out to Sanders. Tarbert another three. No good off the back iron. Rebound picked up by Williams. Here's Fernandez speedily down the court again. Fernandez to Caveney again. Shot no good. Rebound by Tarbert. And now picked up by Sanders. So Sanders will bring it up. 4:06 left to go in the first half. 26-17. Eves up by nine. Now here's Martinez. Martinez bounces off defender, drives, floater, no good. Rebound picked up by the Eves. And now here's Ellen Cook. Ellen Cook scanning the court, driving, out of control almost, and it's going to be out of bounds. Stevenson ball. 3:51 left to go in the first half. 26-17. Eves up by nine. And we will have immediate timeout. 3:51 left to go in the first half. 26-17. Williams in front. And we'll be back after these words. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Welcome back here to Montclair, New Jersey. Rob Dawson on hand here at SFMSports.net. We are the first game of the Montclair, New Jersey pod going on here in the first and second round. Second round held tomorrow between the winner of this game and the winner of Montclair and Regis. That comes up after us here. Meanwhile, Mustangs find themselves down 9. They got to within 6 before, but then Devin Caveney had a 3 for Williams to make it a 9-point lead. Mustangs shooting 33% from the field. They were very cold to start the game. Then Williams went cold. The Eves still have the advantage in that category, 42% from the field. So 3:51 left to go in the first half, 26-17. So now here's Sanders crossing half court. Now passing off to Martinez. Martinez on the wing. Tarbert setting a screen. Now here's Martinez. Kicks out to Haley Bauer, who's into the game. Bauer over to Martinez. Martinez with 15 on the shot clock. Picks up her dribble. Still looking for help. Finds a cutting Tarbert. Open lane. Lays it up. No good. Rebound picked up by Williams. 3:27 left to go in the first half. 26-17. Now here's Caveney. Caveney over to Littman. Littman on the elbow. Pass off to Ellen Cook. Cook steps back for 3. No good. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Kiara Harmon has it. Harmon all the way up the court to Tarbert. Lays it up and in. 26-19. What a fast break find. And the Mustangs down by 7. Under 3 minutes left. Hernandez to Cook on the wing for Williams. Now over to Caveney. Caveney driving. No look pass to Littman. Shot is off the front iron. No good. Rebound by Harmon. Harmon has been cleaning up on the boards. Harmon crossover dribble. Now over to Tarbert. Tarbert able to get to the ball. Pass over to Sanders. 20 on the shot clock. Sanders at the top of the arc. Pass over to Tarbert. Tarbert on the wing. Inside to Harmon. Harmon spinning her way through. Almost had the ball picked. Harmon takes it herself. Lays it up and in. Kiara Harmon with a tough basket. 26-21. And Harmon's got 4. Actually 6. 2:16 left to go in the first half. And the Mustangs within 5. They were down by as many as 14. Fernandez up to the top of the arc is McDonald. McDonald finding Littman. Littman almost ran away from the ball. Kick out to Caveney. Shot is short. Rebound tipped. Ellen Cook's got it. 1:56 left to go in the first half. Here's Fernandez. Fernandez on the wing will set up the offense. Now Martinez on Cook like glue. Martinez almost stole it. Martinez actually now here is McDonald. McDonald pass over to Littman. 12 on the shot clock. Try to feed it inside to Cook. Cook lays it up and in off the glass. So 28-21. Williams up by 7. So now here's Martinez crossing half court. Martinez almost tripped up. Haphazardly going to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound picked up by the Eves. Now here's Cook. Cook crossover dribble. Cook kicks out to the perimeter. And now the ball is in Fernandez's hands. 1:18 left to go in the first half. Mustangs would love to get within 2 possessions before heading into the locker room. So now here's Fernandez. Fernandez, shot, no good, rebound by Tarbert. So now here's Sanders. 1:05 left to go in the first half. Eves up by 7. So now here's Sanders. Sanders on the wing. Under a minute left to go in the first half. Over to Harmon. Harmon now finds Bauer. Bauer cutting. Finds Sanders underneath the basket. Kicks out to Tarbert. Tarbert hesitates. Now drives. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Lays it up and in off the glass. 28-23. Sarah Tarbert starting to heat up. She's got 9 now. And the Mustangs within 5. There is a 14-second differential between game clock and shot clock. Here's Fernandez. Pass to Cook. And now up to the top of the arc is Caveney. To Fernandez. Sanders stole it. And now Sanders crossover dribble. Shot clock turned off. Sanders one-on-one with Fernandez. Kicks out to Bauer. Bauer up back to Fernandez. Up to Sanders, rather. 16 on the shot clock. Sanders will bring it up by the sideline with 13 in the half. To Martinez. Pass deflected, stolen by Williams. So now here is Cook driving and deflected out of bounds. And it will be Stevenson ball. It went off of Cook. Thigh. So 4:09 left, and the Mustangs still have a chance here to get one last shot. Now, granted, it's only 5 seconds, but plenty of time to go down the court. Substitution coming on into the game. We got Tarbert, Harmon, Kelly, Bender, and Bauer on the court. 4:09 left to go. 28-23. Williams up by 5. So now here is Bauer to inbound. Bauer will roll it up to Bender. And now the clock starts. Under 4 seconds left. Bender using a screen from Tarbert. Bender driving. Shot is no good. Short. And that is how the first half ends. Well, Williams jumped out early, and Stevenson came storming back. And right now, the Mustangs are within striking distance. They're down 5 at the half. We've reached the half here in the NCAA tournament first round game in Montclair, New Jersey. It is Williams 28, Stevenson 23. When we return, we'll have a chance to look at the first half stats. We'll also take a look at what's going on in the NCAA tournament bracket. Back in a moment, this is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SMMSports.net.
Follow Stevenson University Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Go Mustang Sports. Check out videos, audio features, and the latest updates from Stevenson University's 27 sports, powered by GoMustangSports.com.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland, and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Now, we go courtside with the Mustangs Basketball All-Access Halftime Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back here to Montclair, New Jersey. At the half, it is Williams 28, Stevenson 23. Hello, everyone. Rob Dawson on hand here. We're so nice of you to join us on this Friday afternoon, the first game in the NCAA tournament in Stevenson's history and in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And this is the first game overall in the country going on right now. A couple of games will be tipping off at 5 o'clock. But in this game right now, Williams leads 28-23. We'll take a look at the first half stats here. We will start off with the Mustangs leading the way in the scoring department right now is Sarah Tarbert with 9 points, Ty Bender with 4, Kiara Herman with 6, Kayla Kelly with 4, and that is a total of 23 for the Mustangs in the first half. Rebounding department, Ty Bender, Sarah Tarbert, Kiara Herman really cleaning up on the boards right now. 6 for Bender, 6 for Tarbert, 5 for Herman, 1 for 70 Martinez, and 1 for the team, and it is 19 rebounds in all for the Mustangs here. Only 2 offensive rebounds. That is something that the Mustangs have done very well in many recent games. Of course, a lot of big bodies on both sides, so the offensive rebounds to go around on both Williams and Stevenson a little bit hard to come by. So 9 points, Sarah Tarbert leads the way in that category. Stevenson only 4 assists, 2 of them belong to Kiara Harmon. 8 turnovers for the Mustangs in all, 1 block and 3 steals, 1 apiece for Tarbert, for Kelly, and for Amani Sanders. Stevenson for the half, 35.7% from the field. That is 10 of 28 for the first half here as well. And they are 0 of 7, 0 for 7 for the first 7 shots. And then since then, They had gone 10 of 21, so that is quite an accomplishment here. 9 of 14 to start for Williams in the game during that similar span, and then they only went 2 for 15 the rest of the way. So a very reversing of the trends here as you take a look between the first half, and that's why Williams was able to jump out to a double-digit lead. Williams 22 rebounds in all and 28 points overall, and leading the way for Williams is Katie Littman with 7 points, Devin Caveney with 6, Ellen Cook with 6, Kelly McDonald with 4, Lauren McCall with 2, and Oge Uwanaka with 2, so that is 28 points as a total. 8 rebounds for Littman. She leads the way in that category. 5 for Kelly McDonald, 4 for Cook, 3 for Fernandez, 1 for Caveney, and right now, that is a total of 22 rebounds and 3 of them on the offensive end. 7 assists as a team for Williams, 2 apiece for Caveney and Fernandez in that category. 8 turnovers for Williams, no blocks, and 7 steals for Williams. Usually the tables are turned when Stevenson plays opponents, but this time around it's the opponent that has more steals than Stevenson. Williams with 7 and 2 apiece for McCall and for Uwanaka. 11 for 29 overall for Williams in the half at 38% from the field. From 3, they are 2 of 9, 22%. For Stevenson, from 3 was 1 of 3, 33% from beyond the arc. And Williams, 4 of 6 from the line, 67%. Stevenson, only 2 of 8 from the free throw line at 25%. Points in the paint, Stevenson ruling in that category right now. Mustangs lead 18 to 12. Williams has more points off the turnovers, 5 to 0. Williams has more second chance points, 5 versus 2. Stevenson leading the fast break category, 6 points to 2. And the bench, Williams has a 4-zip lead in that category. When we return, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and what lies ahead in the NCAA tournament bracket. That's all coming up next. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Before I post a picture of my friend at his bachelor party, I should have known to check who follows my posts. I also should have known about privacy settings. I did not. Now I know. Just like I should have known that Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating and they have a local agent right here in Baltimore. No wonder they're the number one auto insurer in Maryland. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. And now my friend's mom knows too much.
Geico. Thank you, Baltimore, for making us number one.
Now that you know Geico has a local agent in your area, sit back, relax, and let me tell you how they could help. Our Geico agents run locally owned and operated businesses and could help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, or RV, the Geico Insurance Agency could also help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Did you sit back? Are you relaxed? Now pay attention. You're driving.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Montclair, New Jersey at the half in the NCAA tournament first round. Williams leads Stevenson 28-23. Let's take a look at what's been going on in lieu of the out-of-town scoreboard that we normally do, which involves conference teams. We will take a look at what's going on in the quadrant that Stevenson is in the bracket. Of course, we have the game here at the half, 28-23, Williams. Later this afternoon, and actually you could call it evening because at 6 o'clock. It will be Montclair State and Regis out of Massachusetts. That's a 6 o'clock start. That game is right after ours here at Montclair State University. Going on at 5 o'clock right now is Ithaca versus Mount St. Vincent. That's at 5 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock to follow. Babson takes on Badouin. So that's 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Moving into the lower half of the quadrant. Coming up at 5, McDaniel against Stockton. And then at 7 o'clock, Salisbury takes on Bridgewater State. And then in the last four teams in the bracket, Amherst and Eastern. Eastern, of course, out of the Freedom Conference at 5 o'clock. And then New York University and Virginia Wesleyan, alma mater of Jackie Boswell, at 7 o'clock. So that is the quadrant that Stevenson is in. If you're looking on NCAA.com, that is the lower left one. Of course, they do not label the regions by region or city as they do in Division One, but of course that is a little bit of a bearing of what is going on for the Mustangs here. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more on the Halftime Show. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SMMSports.net.
I'm loving the switch up, the switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's. With a whole new way to order, now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad, or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream. And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish Sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get two for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result in my mind is you just become a very well-rounded person.
I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
This is Stevenson Mustangs Basketball, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Montclair State University. Rob Dawson here on SFMSports.net. We're getting ready to start the second half of the NCAA tournament first round game here between Williams and Stevenson. Right now, the Eves have a 5-point lead over the Mustangs, 28-23. Storyline of this game, Williams jumped out early. Stevenson has battled back. As a matter of fact, Stevenson is not familiar to being down. They only have 14 deficits this season, and they trailed. Their largest one was 9 against Arcadia. Of course, Stevenson was down by as many as 16 in this game. Stevenson trying to come out on top here, coming from behind against Williams. We'll be back with the second half after this short timeout. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
Welcome back here to Montclair, New Jersey. It is the NCAA tournament first round between the Williams Eves of Williamstown, Massachusetts, against the Stevenson Mustangs. Yes, that is their nickname, the Eves. That is short for their founder, Ephraim Williams. So, Eph's the nickname here. So, I thought it was F's at first. E-P-H-S looks that way, but it is indeed Eph's. It rhymes with Chiefs. And, of course, the Mustang's a little bit more conventional, of course, which the audience is more familiar with. We are back here at Panzer Athletic Center as halftime comes to a close here. It was a busy day here in Montclair, New Jersey, a busy weekend. Coming up at 6 o'clock is the second game of the pod, Montclair State against Regis of Massachusetts. It will be Stevenson to inbound first. Kelly, Harmon, Bender, Guzek, Tarbert out on the court for Stevenson in whites, and they will be heading towards our broadcast position. As I mentioned before, we are along the baseline here. As Kelly inbounds to Bender, we are underway in the second half of the NCAA tournament first round. Here's Kelly. Over to Guzek, now to Tarbert. Inside to Kelly. Kelly battling her way through, blocked by Cook. Ellen Cook almost stepped out of bounds and knocks it off of Guzek. So out of bounds on the Mustangs, it will be Williams' ball. 19:43 left to go in the second half, 28-23. Inbound up to Caveney, and now Kelly McDonald will bring it up. Same starting five for Williams as they started the game now here in the second half. There's Caveney at the top of the arc. 16 left on the shot clock. Here's Caveney. Pass up to Cook. Cook leading around the arc at the top. Now pass inside to McDonald. Now outside to Fernandez. Back to McDonald. McDonald battling. Shot is good. Rattles in. 30-23. Williams up by 7. So now here's Bender. Off to Guzek. Guzek spinning her way through. Kicks out to Harmon. Guzek setting a screen. Now Harmon. Shot is no good. Rebound picked up by Williams. Now here's Cook. Cook almost traveled with it. And now pass up to Fernandez. Fernandez crossing half court. And pass up to McDonald. Now to Caveney. 15 on the shot clock. Caveney now to Cook at the top of the arc. Cook pushes off a defender. Do they get a whistle? Offensive foul. Ellen Cook called for the offensive foul. And that is Cook's third personal. 18:46 left to go in this game. Cook, 5'11 senior, the leading scorer for Williams, now has three fouls. So now here's Bender. Pass up to Kelly. Kelly getting a screen from Tarbert. Kelly driving, shot off balance, no good. Guzek tied with a loose ball with Cook. And we got a foul actually called on Kaylee Guzek. Guzek has gotten the cheap end of some fouls here. And that's going to be her third. She's going to have to go to the bench. 18:31 left to go in the game. 30-23. Williams in front. So now leading the charge is McDonald. Drives all the way down the court. Shot is short. Loose ball. Tipped around. Picked up by the Mustangs. It is Bender. Bender. Crossover dribble, driving all the way down the court. Shot no good. Tarbert rebound no good. Tarbert shot is good. 30-25. And now it's a five-point lead for Williams. 18:05 left to go in the second half. Tarbert now in double figures with 11. Here's Cook. Right near midcourt. Passes to McDonald at the top of the arc. Now to Fernandez. Fernandez over to the top of the arc is Caveney. Caveney kicks out to Cook, driving. Cook, three is no good. Halfway down, rebound by Tarbert. Tarbert scanning the court. Pass nowhere to go. Threw it out of bounds to Kelly. Tarbert too strong on that pass. 17:44 left to go in the second half. 30-25. So now Ellen Cook to inbound. Passes off to Amani Fernandez, the 5'7 freshman guard for Williams, has been running the show for most of it. Pass up to Littman, now to Cook, and Kelly fell to the ground. Now back to Cook. Shot is good. Actually, that's Katie Littman, my mistake. 32-25. Now here's Paige, and the ball tapped out of bounds. Wow, that was right to me. Thank you, Sam Murray. So 17:24 left to go in the second half. 32-25. We are right at courtside that was headed right for our SFMSports.net computer. So now here is Kayla Kelly. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound picked up by Williams. Mustang struggling a little bit from the field. Here's Fernandez. No look pass to McDonald. Driving. Lays it up and in. 34-25. 17:04 left to go in the second half. So now here's Bender. Bringing the ball back up. Bender directing the offense. Bender, crossover dribble, driving. Layup is good. 34-27. Mustangs knocking on the door still. Eves up by seven. So now here is Caveney crossing half court. Bender's got six. So now here is Caveney with Paige on her like glue. 18 on the shot clock. Pass off to McDonald. Crossover dribble, driving. Shot is good. And Williams is heating up again from the field. It is 36-27. Eves up by nine. So here's Bender. Pass up to Roy in the corner. Roy spinning. Shot blocked. And now here is Fernandez. Fernandez pass all the way up to Caveney. No look pass over to Cook. And Cook will bring it out. Now drive again. Shot no good. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. It is Page down to Bender. Up and down we go. Bender tried to thread the needle. And now Kelly able to steal it right back. And the Mustangs retain the possession. Mustangs will slow down. Under 16 left to go in the second half. 36-27. Eves up by nine. So now here's Roy. Pass up to Kelly at the top of the arc. Inside of Tarbert. And Tarbert's fouled as she goes up. Good take by the Mustangs. Sarah Tarbert to the line. 15:50 left to go. 36-27. And it will be a timeout called, I believe, or this is immediate timeout. So this indeed will be a immediate timeout. 15:50 left to go in the second half. 36-27. Williams in front by nine. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream. And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish Sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get two for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
9-4 run by Williams to start the second half. 36-27, 15:50 left to go in the second half. Rob Dawson back here on SFMSports.net. This is the NCAA tournament first round, Montclair, New Jersey pod. And now getting underway are several more games across the country. Part of the first round action. 15:50 left to go in the second half, and the Mustangs trying to advance to tomorrow. They would play the winner of Montclair and Regis. So 15:50 left to go. Sarah Tarbert trying to cut into the 9-point deficit. She's at the line. Two free throws coming. First one on the way is good. Front iron and in. 36-28. Tarbert, a 79% free throw shooter, 15 double-doubles on the season. Second one on the way is good. 36-29, and she's on her way to another one here. And now Caveney pass up to Fernandez, and Bender stole it off the full court pressure for a second, and then McDonald took it away. And now here come the Eves in the half court. Here's Cook. Cook wide open three. No good. Loose ball. Rebound picked up by Bender. Bender off to the races. Finds Kelly. Lays it up and in. And the Mustangs within five. 36-31. 15:25 left to go in the second half. So now here is Caveney crossing half court. So Caveney pass up to Cook, and Cook will direct the offense. And now Kelly dives in and steals it, and we got a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go towards Williams. So 15:12 left to go. Eves up by five. And Brittany Page will come out of the game. And now inbounding it is Ellen Cook. Pass up to Caveney. And now Caveney, top of the arc, driving, and almost lost control of it. Pass out to Cook. Two on the shot clock. Cook's shot is good. And that is a three, 39-31. 14:50 left to go in the second half. Here's Bender. Bender driving. Shot is good off the glass. And it's a two-possession game again, 39-33. 14:40 left to go in the second half. Fernandez looking for Uwanaka, who's into the game. Uwanaka drives, lays it up and in. Strong take by her, 41-33. Meanwhile, Bender had 8 points on the last bucket. Here's Martinez, steps back for three. Short, loose ball, tapped out, and rebound picked up by Williams. Here's Caveney crossing half court. Bender honors Strong. Caveney inside to Uwanaka. Now finds McDonald. 14:12 left to go in the second half. McDonald drives, lays it up and in. And now all of a sudden it is a 10-point Williams lead again. Now here's Bender. Pass up to Kelly. Kelly right in front of the Stevenson bench. Kelly finds Bender at the top of the arc. Bender. Pass up to Tarbert. Tarbert thought about a three, now drives. And we got a foul on the way to the basket. It will be on the floor, and it will be inbounding coming for Stevenson. 13:54 left to go in the second half. The foul is going to go on Kelly McDonald. That is her third. Stevenson inbound underneath the Williams basket. Substitutions coming on. Lori McCall in. Kara Harmon now getting close to the inbounder, and that is Martinez. So now here's Martinez to inbound. Martinez looking for help. Inbounds it to Bender. Bender fakes. Now drives. Shot off the glass and in. 43-35. Now Bender's in double figures with 10. So 13:44 left to go in the second half. Here's Cook passing up to Mary Kate O'Brien, who's into the game. O'Brien will now direct the offense. 15 on the shot clock. O'Brien passes off to Cook. Cook stops, hesitates, back to O'Brien. Now over to Uwanaka. Uwanaka drives, shot no good, rebound by Bender. And now here come the Mustangs again. Bender up to Martinez. Martinez thought about driving, kicks it back out to Harmon. Now Harmon drives, set shot is good. 43-37, once again, 6-point deficit for the Mustangs. 13:07 left to go in the second half. So now here is O'Brien. O'Brien on the sideline. Bender on her, very tough defense by Bender. Now pass up to Uwanaka at the top of the arc. Uwanaka drives, tried to feed it in to McCall. Deflected, McCall gets it. Now to O'Brien. Back to McCall. 8 on the shot clock. McCall driving. Shot no good, but they got Tarbert on a foul. Oh, tough one to take, too. 12:45 left to go in the second half. That is her second foul. So as of right now, not in foul trouble. 12:45 left to go in the second half. Here's the first free throw coming from McCall. It is up and good, 44-37. McCall coming in as a 50% free throw shooter. Gotten time in all the games this season. Averages about 6 points a game. Here's another free throw. It is up and good. 45-37. And now Williams up by 8. 12:45 left to go in the second half. Eves have an 8-point lead. So now here is Martinez. Martinez looking for help against some pressure by Williams. So Halle Bauer into the game. Now over to Ty Bender. Bender crossing half court. Bender taking Caveney. Bender driving. Shot is good. 45-39. Bender's got 12. 12:30 left to go in the second half. Two-possession game again. Eves up by 6. Now here's Cook with Bauer on her. Cook picks up her dribble. Up to McCall. Inside. Pass deflected. And now we got a loose ball scrum. It'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go towards the Mustangs. 12:16 left to go in the second half. 45-39 Williams. So now here is Martinez facing full court pressure from the Eves. Martinez looking for help. And now we got a foul on Williams before the inbound. ...12:16 left to go. Mustangs inbounding again. Foul goes against Lippman. That's her second. So now here's Bender. Bender crossing half court. Bender taking Caveney one-on-one. Bender, layup is good! 45-41. Bender all day on Caveney. 12 minutes left to go in the second half. 45-41 and the Mustangs within 4. So now here is Mary Kate O'Brien. Tough defense by Ward. Nada McCall now over to the wing and finding Caveney. Nada McCall again. Nada Lippman. 10 on the shot clock. Lippman drive. Shot is no good. Rebound picked up by Kiara Harmon. 11:39 left to go in the second half. Mustangs down by four. Here's Harmon. Pass up to Ward. Ward driving. Thought about it. Now kicks out to Bender. Bender almost lost a handle and it's called for a backcourt violation. And Coach Jackie Boswell can't believe it. It was close. We did not have any sort of angle on that because we're on the baseline. And now we have immediate timeout. 11:30 left to go in the second half. 45-41. Williams in front. We will take a timeout. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Welcome back here to Montclair, New Jersey. First round of the NCAA tournament, Williams 45, Stevenson 41. The Mustangs have trailed this game. They are creeping back, though, within four. 45-41, 11:30 left to go in the second half. Rob Dawson here on SFMSports.net. We are pleased to be with you here on this Friday afternoon. Here, the first game underway in the country in Division III. Several other games have tipped off, but Stevenson, for the first hour, was the only game playing in the country. Here is Williams to inbound at half court. Inbounding it to Fernandez. 11:28 left to go in the second half. You hear the chants from the Stevenson crowd. Now Williams in the half court. Here's Caveney. Pass inside to McDonald. Shot is good. 47-41. 11:05 left to go. So now here is Bender. Bender at the top of the arc. Bender looking for help. Now over to Harmon. Harmon in the corner. Harmon finds a cutting Tarbert. And we got a foul underneath the basket. Foul on Williams, and Williams has been racking up the fouls. They've been doing that a lot this season in a lot of their games. They now have 5 team fouls, and now the Mustangs will inbound. That foul was on the floor. Here's Kelly. Inbound. It's a Harmon wide open. They forgot about her. Harmon laid it up and in. 47-43. Williams up by 4. Mustangs knocking on the door. Here's Fernandez. Over to McDonald. Now back to Fernandez. Actually, the ball from Owanaka, and that's stolen by Martinez, one-on-one with Caveney. Martinez driving, and a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go towards the Eaves. So a good steal by Martinez, good take, but it was a jump ball. We saw it. 10:33 left to go in the game. 47-43, Williams in front by 4. McDonald trying to struggle to get it in, and it's out of bounds. It will remain Williams' ball. Kelly, tough defense on Ellen Cook. Williams trying to go the length of the floor here, and now they do pass it in to Caveney. Caveney picks up her dribble, pass up to McDonald, and she brings it up. McDonald driving. Tarbert, foul. Foul from Tarbert from behind. So now to the free throw line is McDonald. First free throw, no good. Kelly McDonald to the line for Williams, misses the first free throw. She comes in as a 54% free throw shooter. Second on the way is good. 48-43. Williams up by 5. So now here's Bender crossing half court. 10:19 left to go in the second half. Bender at the foul line. Bender and a foul on Uwanaka. So that is 16 fouls for Williams now. The last of the fouls to give. So 10:14 left to go in the second half. Kelly will inbound underneath the basket. And now we got substitutions coming on. That was the third foul on Uwanaka, the 5'11 junior. Now Kelly, the senior, will inbound. Kelly looking for the inbounding over to Tarbert. Tarbert picks it up, lays it up and in. 48-45. It is a one-possession lead now for Williams. And now a long pass intercepted by Tarbert. Tarbert driving, crossover dribble, battling, blocking, foul underneath. Foul called on Williams. Foul on Kelly McDonald. Tarbert to the line. 48-45. Williams up by three. Tarbert will be shooting a 1-1. That is already the 17th foul for the Eves. So Tarbert will be shooting at 1-1. Tarbert misses her first free throw today. Loose ball out of bounds. It's Stevenson ball. So the possession's still alive. We are officially midway through the half. 10 minutes left to go in this NCAA tournament first round thriller. Mustangs within a possession. Kelly, pass to Martinez and then stolen by Fernandez. Fernandez all the way down the court. And a pass deflected out of bounds. And it will be Williams' ball still. And Kayla Kelly took a tumble. She was down in the court, and they have a rope with these people coming into the stands, and Kelly hopped over the rope. She is fine, though. Here's Fernandez to inbound, 26 on the shot clock. Pass off to Cook at the top of the arc. Cook crossover dribble on Kelly. Cook trying to shake Kelly. Kelly's still on her. Pass to Fernandez. Kaylee Guzek's back in the game on Fernandez. Fernandez driving. Fernandez. Travel! Turnover on Williams. 9:40 to go. Ty Bender comes back into the game and a timeout coming by Williams. It is a 30-second timeout and we will keep it here. 48-45. Williams in front by three. Stevenson knocking on the door to try and now take the lead with 9:40 left to go in the second half.
Williams has 2 30-second and 1 60-second.
This is the first of two games in the doubleheader today. Coming up, Montclair State against Regis. And then the winner plays tomorrow. Stevenson trying to get to tomorrow. Keep the NCAA tournament alive. Pat Manning, coach of Williams, trying to advance her team further. 20 wins on the season, fourth place in the conference, and getting a bid into the NCAA tournament in at-large fashion. 9:40 left to go here in this second half. Download the new Stevenson Athletics Front Row app and stay up to date on the latest in Stevenson University Athletics. This app gives you inside access to live stats, box scores, news updates, game recaps, and social media. The Stevenson Athletics Front Row app is free. Just download it in the Apple App Store or Google Play. 9:40 left to go in the second half in the NCAA tournament first round. Mustangs have brought a large contingent of fans. And they have three of the four corners of at least someone from Stevenson in them, so that helps too. Many parents are to our right as we face the baseline, and some fans and Stevenson administration to our left, including Athletic Director Brett Adams. So 9:40 left to go in the second half. Mustangs inbound. Here's Guzek to Bender. Bender will bring the ball up for Stevenson in white with the green. Stevenson across the front in the green numbers. Here's Bender. Now to Martinez. Martinez will look past to Bender. Now to Guzek in the corner for three. Too strong. Rebound by Lippman. Almost traveled with it. And now throws it all the way up the court to Ellen Cook. Cook spinning, driving, shot no good. Cook gets her own rebound, shot no good. Cook battling, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Stevenson. So 9:11 left to go in the second half. 48-45. Williams up by three.
Number 15, Stephanie Martinez
comes out of the game. Now inbound for Williams, here is Littman into the corner for Cook for three is good. Killer, 51-45. Ellen Cook's got 12. Now here's Guzek. Guzek on the near wing. Pass to Harmon. Harmon on the far wing. Harmon driving off the backboard. No good. Rebound picked up by Williams. Here's Fernandez all the way down the court. They have numbers. Fernandez shot. No good. Rebound by Tarbert. Tarbert up to Kelly. Kelly quickly up the court. Kelly, no look pass to Harmon. Lays it up and in. 51-47. And now Williams back the other way, but Kavney actually will slow it up a little bit. 8.5 to go here in the second half. Kiara Harmon has 12 points. Kavney facing a double team. Into Littman. And blocked by Harmon, but a foul on the way up. Kiara Harmon called for the foul. That is her first today. 51-47 in Katie Littman to the line. First free throw, no good. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, tapped, and it will be Williams' ball. So now, coming in, Fernandez, cross-court pass to Littman at the top of the arc. Now to Cook. Cook trying to drive. Cook, shot off balance, no good. Loose ball, out of bounds, Stevenson ball. 51-47. Second half, 8:13 left to go. Oh, now here's an inbound, and now here's Bender. Bender crossing half court. Bender dribbling, driving, shot, deflected from behind, rebound picked up by Williams. And now Kavney in a battle with Bender trying to get it up. Kavney gets it across half court. Now facing a double team. Kavney, bounce pass up to Fechtelhofer. Now up to Armani Fernandez. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Bender, tough defense up Fernandez. Blocked by Harmon on the drive. Harmon gets it. 7:35 left to go. Mustangs down by four. So now here's Harmon driving. Kicks out to Kelly. Back to Tarbert. Tarbert. Now up to Bender at the top of the arc. Now to Harmon. Shot. Good! 51-49. Williams' lead is down to two. They once led by 16, and the Mustangs are relentless. Now over to the sideline. Here's Kavney. Pass to Cook. Cook fell down. Kept her dribble. Now pass up to Kavney. A three. No good. Loose ball. Picked up by Guzek. 7 minutes left to go. And now Bender's got it. Bender over to Kelly. Kelly. Pass up to the top of the arc to Bender. To Tarbert. Lays it up. No good. Rebound picked up by Williams. Whitman with the rebound. And now here is Fernandez bringing it up. 6:45 to go in the second half. Williams up by two. Fernandez picks up to Kavney. Now to Cook. Cook now finds Littman. Tried to feed it inside. Tarbert deflected it. Littman has it. Six on the shot clock. Now Fernandez with four. Fernandez fadeaway jumper. Short rebound. And we got a foul on the rebound attempt. 6:22 left to go, and the foul is going to go against Williams. And that will send us to a media timeout here. 6:22 left to go in the second half. Williams 51, Stevenson 49. Back in a moment, this is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Welcome back here to Montclair, New Jersey, the NCAA tournament first round. Williams 51, Stevenson 49. The winner plays Montclair State or Regis coming up on Saturday. And the matchup between those two teams tips off right after our game. 6:22 left to go in the second half. 51-49 Williams. If you are just joining us, Williams had at once a 16-point lead in this game. They led 22-6. Stevenson could not buy a basket early on. They actually missed their first seven shots of the game. But since then, they have roared back. Williams has gone off and on cold, and now Stevenson has been really dominating in the fast break right now, catching Williams napping on a few occasions. And now Kaylee Guzak is going to go to the free throw line. It'll be a 1-1. That foul, previous foul, was on the floor. So now here is Guzak, 90% free throw shooter. First one goes in, 51-50. Kaylee Guzak, 8.2 average in scoring. Second free throw, missed it. Rebound by Tarver, chases it down and puts it off of Fuchtelhofer, goes out of bounds. 6:19 left to go. Mustangs will inbound right in front of me, actually, as Kelly will inbound right to Martinez. Martinez almost got her pocket picked. Still maintains possession now to Tarbert. Tarbert over to Kelly at the top of the arc. 6:10 left to go in this NCAA tournament first round. Here is Kelly now on the near wing. Roy setting a screen. Kelly driving shot, no good. And the Mustangs still are down by one. Under 6 minutes left to go. 51-50. Mary Kate O'Brien into the game for Williams. Crossover dribble passing to Lippman. Lippman now over to Fuchtelhofer. Fuchtelhofer over to Ellen Cook. Cook using a screen. Three, no good. Rebound. Tapped out of bounds. It will be Williams' ball. 5:39 left to go in the second half. 51-50 our score. The Eats up by one. And they will inbound. Cook passing up to Lippman, down to the top of the arc. Actually, now Lippman's got it now to Cook. 23 on the shot clock. Cook behind the back dribble, trying to shake Kelly as a defender. Now to Fuchtelhofer. Now to Caveney. Caveney using a screen. Shot, air ball. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Now here comes Kelly. Kelly on the break to Roy. Roy to Martinez for three in the lead. No good. Halfway down. Rebound picked up by Lippman. Now we got a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go towards the Mustangs. 5:12 left to go here in the game. 51-50. So now inbound to Roy. Roy had it almost get away from her. And now the Mustangs in the half court setting up the offense. Now here is Bender. Bender at the top of the arc. Bender driving for the lead. Shot no good. Rebound picked up by Williams. So now here is Caveney. Bender trying to pick Caveney's pocket, and the pass goes to Mary Kate O'Brien. 4:50 left to go, second half. Williams has led wire to wire in this game so far. They have a 1-point lead. Now here's O'Brien using a screen from Lippman. 12 on the shot clock. O'Brien's going backwards, double team. And we got a timeout before a traveling call by Williams coach Pat Manning. 4:38 left to go in the second half. Williams up 51-50, leading by one. 4:38 left to go in this second half of this NCAA tournament first round game. On Wednesday, May 6th, Stevenson University will attempt to set a new Guinness World Record for the largest exercise ball class ever. This class is open to friends and family, as well for the biggest, most fun exercise class taught by an athletics administrative coordinator, MC McFadden. You can bring your own ball or use one provided. To participate, a donation of just $5 is requested. All proceeds will be donated to the Wounded Warrior Project. Get more details at GoMustangSports.com. 4:38 left to go in the second half. 51-50 Williams, 8 on the shot clock for the Eves. Inbound from Cook to Lippman. Now with 5 on the shot clock. Over to Cook with 2. Cook with one. Puts up a shot. No good. Halfway down. Rebound by Bender. Mustangs escape. And now here's Bender on the fast break. Up to Roy. Roy scanning the court. Roy cross court to Guzek for three. Good! And the Mustangs have a two-point lead. 53-51. Their first lead today. 4:10 left to go. Pass up to Libman at the top of the arc. Now to Caveney, and now we got a whistle. And an offensive foul. Stevenson ball. Katie Libman called for the foul. That is her fourth. Stevenson has come all the way back. They lead 53-51 with 4:06 to play. Now here's Kelly to inbound across half court. Kelly at the top of the arc. Bounce pass to Roy. Under 4 minutes left to go. Here is Roy now on the wing. Pass to Bender. Bender trying to feed it to Tarbert. Tarbert on the baseline meets a double team. Tarbert shot blocked. Roy gets the rebound and now stripped by Williams. And now going back the other way, here's Ellen Cook. 3:42 left to go in the second half. Cook and the pass stolen by Roy. Roy one-on-one with McDonald. Roy to Kelly. Fast break, layup no good. Guzek off of Williams out of bounds. And Stevenson will have possession and we have immediate timeout. 3:31 left to go in the second half. You don't want to go anywhere. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Welcome back here to Montclair State University. What a thriller here in this NCAA tournament first round. 53-51, Stevenson up by two, trying to now hold on to the lead in the second half. Well, there are many games in the NCAA tournament across the country. This is game number one of them all here with the Mustangs and Williams, the first matchup of the day, the first game of the day at 4 o'clock. If all the games are going to be like this, we're going to have one heck of a tournament. Mustangs just trying to get to Saturday. So they come out of the timeout. You see several fans behind the Stevenson bench having Hear the Herd t-shirts. So now here's Kayla Kelly to inbound. 3:31 left to go in the second half. And now we got a stoppage of play here as the officials are waiting. 3:31 left to go. Kelly to inbound. Kelly looking for an inbound. Kelly still looking. Pass to deflected by Williams. Bender picks it up. So the Mustangs still holding on to the possession. 23 in the shot clock. 3:25 left to go. Now here's Tarbert. Pass up to Roy at the top of the arc. Bounce pass to Kelly. Kelly driving. Shot. Good. And the foul. Kayla Kelly to the line for a three-point play. Ten team fouls for Williams. They're in the double penalty. And now the Mustangs will have plenty of free throws to shoot now. Kayla Kelly trying to make it a five-point lead. Kelly, free throws, good. 56-51, and the Mustangs up by five. They were down by 16 in this game. Pass out to Fernandez. Turnover. Stevenson ball. Williams turned it over in the backcourt. So now here is Kaylee Guzek right in front of the fans. Guzek passes to Roy, now to Bender. 3:09 left to go in the second half. Here's Bender at the top of the arc. Bender now over to Kelly. Kelly using a screen from Tarbert. Kelly now passing over to Roy. Now to Guzek. Guzek trying to feed it into Tarbert. Lays it up and in. And the Mustangs have a seven-point lead. 58-51. 2:48 left to go. So now here's Fernandez at the top of the arc. Pass to Cook. Cook using a screen. Cook now with Roy on her. Cook along the sideline. Almost stepped out of bounds. Cook and a foul as Cook is going to the line. Cook was driving and a foul called on the Mustangs. So the foul against Caitlin Roy, that is her second. 2:36 left to go in the second half. Free throw barely draws iron, no good by Ellen Cook. Ellen Cook, the senior for Williams. Second free throw is short again. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Tarbert. There, here's Guzek. Now to Bender. And we got a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. Foul on Williams. Foul goes against Devin Caveney. That's her third personal. 2:31 left to go. And now Bender to the free throw line. A complete reversal here in this game. So Bender to the free throw line. First one on the way is short. Mustangs have a 7-point lead. Bender is now 0 for 3 from the line today. 2:31 left to go in the second half. So now Bender again. With 2:31 left to go. Free throw is up, no good. Empty trip for the Mustangs. Loose ball ripped out by Roy, and the Mustangs get possession again. Now to Guzek. Guzek stared at a three. Guzek passing it, and it was out of bounds. Ball hit the line. So 2:23 left to go in the second half, 58-51. Stevenson up by 7. So now inbounding it to McDonald to Fernandez. Fernandez almost had her pocket pick. Fernandez all the way down. Blocked on the shot. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Roy to Bender. And now Bender will bring the ball up. 2:10 left to go in the second half. Guzek's got it. Guzek across half court. And now we got a foul on Williams as the Eats will begin to foul to get the ball back. A 13-0 run by the Mustangs here that they are on. 2:06 left to go. Guzek, free throw missing off the back iron. 9:04 left to go at the point in the game. It was 51-45, and the Mustangs have since held Williams scoreless since the 9:04 mark. Second free throw no good by Guzek, uncharacteristically missing three free throws. Stolen by Kelly, and now here's Tarbert, and fouled. 1:58 left to go, 58-51. Meanwhile, through all of this, the Mustangs have only 5 team fouls. They've done a remarkable job of keeping out of foul trouble. Meanwhile, Williams, the fouls are racking up. That is the 4th foul now on Ellen Cook, 58-51, and now Tarbert to the line. Free throw is up and good. 59-51, Sarah Tarbert has 18 points. And we'll go to the line for one more. Free throw's good, 60-51, 19 for Tarbert. 12 rebounds for Tarbert, and the ball dribbles out of bounds, and it will be Williams' ball, deflected, and now with 1:51 left, here is Cook. So 19 points, 12 rebounds for Tarbert, 16 double-doubles on the season right now. 1:51 left to go in the second half. Mustangs 1:51 from playing on Saturday. Here's Fernandez to McCall at the top of the arc. Now to Caveney. Caveney at three. Good. 60-54 and timeout called by Pat Manning. So a key three for Williams. Each trying one last chance. Stevenson trying to prevent that from happening. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 1:43 left to go in the second half. 60-54. Stevenson up by 6. The Green Turtle Sports Bar and Grill has partnered with the Stevenson Men's Lacrosse Team and will be the official sponsor of the Mustang Midseason Classic on March 20th and 21st. The Green Turtle Classic, some of the top D3 teams in the region, including number 3, Lynchburg, number 7, Cabrini, number 8, Cortland, number 19, Nazareth, and Dickinson. You can see all three games for just $7. If you can't make it to the games, you can watch from anywhere on the Mustang Sports Network. Visit GoMustangSports.com to get your tickets. 1:43 left to go in the second half of this NCAA tournament game. Here in the first round, 1:43 left to go. Full court pressure from Williams. Tarbert has it now, and we got a foul. Foul by the Eaves, 1:39 left to go in the second half. Not sure if they wanted a foul right there. That three really helped them to make it a two-possession game. So they are called for the foul anyway. That is Imani Fernandez called for the foul. That is her third, and that's going to send Sarah Tarbert to the line. Tarbert trying to go for 20 points here. She would get that with at least one made free throw. The Mustangs are trying to extend their lead to three possessions. Tarbert free throw is good, 61-54. Tarbert's got 20. Tarbert, a Commonwealth Conference first team member, going for another free throw. It is up and no good off the back iron. Rebound picked up by Devin Caveney. The important thing, though, is it's a three-possession game right now. Williams brings the ball up. 1:30 left to go. Caveney almost carried the ball. Now Caveney driving, shot, no good. Loose ball out of bounds. Who's it off of? It will be Williams' ball. 1:25 left to go in the second half. 61-54. Kiara Harmon into the game. Kaylin Roy out of the game. And now it will be an inbound play for Williams underneath the basket. So now inbounding it to Uwanaka. Uwanaka lost the handle. We got a foul on the play. Let's see who it's on. Both players, both Bender and Uwanaka, were going for it. And the foul is going to go against Williams, judging by the Mustangs crowd. Indeed, it will. The foul goes against Williams, number 21, Oge Uwanaka. That is her fourth foul. To the line, Ty Bender, 61-54. 1:22 left to go. So now here is Bender at the free throw line. Bender coming into the game is a 59% free throw shooter. First one on the way is good, 62-54. Uwanaka comes out for Williams. The Mustangs, as we mentioned before, were down 16. They're up 8, a 24-point reversal since early in the first half. Here's Bender. Second free throw rattles in, 63-54. So now here is Cook bringing the ball up. 1:17 left to go. Cook giving off to Caveney. Caveney, a three, no good. Loose ball, and it will be out of bounds. Let's see who it's on. It will be Stevenson ball off of Williams. 1:11 left to go. 63-54. Substitution coming in. Kayla Kelly. So now it'll be Guzek to inbound. Guzek, long pass up to Kelly. Tough defense. And now fouled. And actually a timeout called by Coach Jackie Boswell before that, as Kelly was in trouble with the double team. So 1:08 left to go in the second half. It will be a 30-second timeout. 63-54, Stevenson in front. I want to remind you, of course, if Stevenson is able to hold on and win the game, we will be with you Saturday, tomorrow, here on SFMSports.net. Coming up, 6 o'clock, Montclair State and Regis. That is our second game of our Montclair, New Jersey pod. And many of the fans streaming in for that game here. A lighter attendance, but definitely more Stevenson fans in attendance for the first game here today. Stevenson looking like they might go home early in this first half. They have surely turned it around in the second half. They are up 9. 1:08 left to go and trying to play the last 68 seconds out. Guzek to Harmon. Harmon still has the ball. Pass to Guzek to Kelly. Kelly back to Guzek. And a ball tapped out of bounds. It will be Mustangs ball. 1 minute left to go. So now it will be Guzek to inbound. Guzek Bounce pass to Harmon. Harmon facing a triple team. Pass to Bender. Now Bender at the top of the arc to Guzak. And now with 50 seconds left, 8 on the shot clock. Bender. Crossover dribble. Inside to Tarbert. Off the glass and in. That's the clincher. 65-54. The Mustangs up by 11. Tarbert's got 22. Cook dribbling. And now we got a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. Kayla Kelly called for the foul. That's her first. 40.2 left to go. 65-54. Stevenson. Ty Bender comes out of the game. Loud applause. Allen down to Uwanaka. We got a quick foul on the perimeter. And it's Kayla Kelly. Kara Harmon, my mistake, called for the foul. So that is 17 fouls. So Kaylin Roy coming in. Here comes Kara Harmon. Applause for Kiara Harmon. 14 points for her. 38.9 left to go. So now going to the free throw line is Amani Fernandez. First free throw is good. 65-55. Actually, that is going to the line. I'm sorry. That is, I'm screened out by the player there. And indeed, it is number 21 for Williams at the line, and is Uwanaka. So she has 5 fouls. I was screened out by Kelly McDonald of Williams on that. Now we got a foul and a whistle back the other way. And was Williams starting to foul now. And Sarah Tarbert's going to go to the line. So 36.9 left to go. Stevenson up by 10. 65-55. First free throw is good. 66-55. So now substitution coming on. Lori McCall into the game. And now to the free throw line once more is Sarah Tarbert. Free throw is good. 67-55. Mustangs up by 12. Here's Fernandez with 33 seconds left. 6-second differential between shot clock and game clock. Fernandez throws it away. Turnover. And the Mustangs will have it. Kaylee Guzak with 29.9. The shot clock turned off. Tarbert to Guzak. Back to Tarbert. And now to Roy. Guzak running it down. Tapped out of bounds. It will be Williams' ball. 22.3 left to go in the second half. So now inbound to Fernandez with 18 left. Loses the ball. Stevenson controls. Kaylin Roy will hold it. And she dribbles across half court. 10 seconds left. Listen to the Stevenson crowd. Three seconds left. Roy dribbles it out. That's it. Stevenson wins their first NCAA tournament game. 67-55. Winners over Williams. Down 16. They win by 12. Raise up your voices. MUSTANG. The Mustangs have a victory. 67-55. Stevenson wins. They will play tomorrow night. When we return, we will get a chance to look at the final stats. We are not sure if we can talk to Coach Jackie Boswell due to the NCAA tournament regulations. She will have to meet the media first in the press room. 67-55, our final. We'll come back and talk it over. Back in a moment, this is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Countdowns are right out of my shoes. Tell you cool. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Yeah, it's electric when you hit my lips.
It feels so good to hold you. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the thrill, and just for the thrill, just for the thrill, just want the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal loans and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at FAFSA.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices.
That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream.
And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get two for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of acquired purchase posted on menu board.
The Mustang Sports Network returns with an in-depth recap of the game and a chat with the coach. This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Montclair State University, the Montclair, New Jersey pod, and right now the Mustangs are celebrating with a win, 67-55 over Williams College. Rob Dawson here. As we begin the postgame show, we are pleased to be with you here on this Friday evening in New Jersey, and a very sweet win for the Mustangs, up by 12, 67-55 winners here today. They advance in the NCAA tournament. They will be playing in the second round, and they will be playing the winner of Montclair State and Regis of Massachusetts. Montclair State, of course, the host, so a very tough team to play regardless of that. So, of course, we'll let the game play out. We will know the winner around 8:30 tonight, and then the two will square off on Saturday, that is tomorrow night, at 6 o'clock. So we will be on the air at 5:50 p.m. Let's take a look at our final stats here between the teams. And the Mustangs win by 12, 67-55. We'll go down the point totals here for both teams. For the Mustangs here, Sarah Tarbert led the way with 24 points. Ty Bender, 16. Kiara Harmon, 14. Kayla Kelly, 9. Kaylee Guzek, 4. Those were the leaders in that category for the Mustangs. And what a performance it was there for Sarah Tarbert in particular. Started off very slow and then came up big later in the game and got the win. So 24 points for Sarah Tarbert, 12 rebounds for Tarbert, 10 for Bender, 6 for Kiara Harmon, 3 for Kaylee Guzek, 3 for Roy, 1 for Kelly, 1 for Martinez, 1 for Paige, and that is the rebounding situation for the Mustangs. They really crashed the boards as a team. Assist-wise, Ty Bender led the way with 4 assists. Blocks, Ty Bender got 1 block on the day. In terms of steals, Mustangs got 2 apiece from Caitlin Roy, Kayla Kelly, and Sarah Tarbert. And in terms of shooting, Sarah Tarbert, 8 of 19 from the field. Ty Bender, 7 of 12. Kara Harmon, 6 of 10. Kayla Kelly, 4 of 10. Kayla Guzek, 1 of 2. Kayla Roy, 0 of 3. Imani Sanders, 0 of 1. 70 Martinez, 0 of 5. And in the three-point land, Kaylee Guzek, 1 of 2. Sarah Tarbert, 1 of 3. Those are your scorers behind the arc. For Williams, totals for them, for points. Leading the way was Kelly McDonald with 15 points. Ellen Cook with 12. Devin Caveney with 9. Katie Lippman with 9. Oge Uwanaka with 5. Lori McCall with 4. Amani Fernandez with 1 point. And that is a total of 55. Rebounding, very close to a double-double, was Katie Littman, but she has 1 point short. She did get 10 rebounds. Kelly McDonald, 6 points. Kelly McDonald with 6 rebounds. Imani Fernandez with 6 rebounds. Ellen Cook with 8 rebounds. Devin Caveney with 4. And Kelly Fechtel Cotter with 3. In terms of assists, Williams spread the ball around pretty good. Devin Caveney and Imani Fernandez each with 4 assists apiece. And Imani Fernandez, the freshman guard, 7 turnovers. Ellen Cook, 5 turnovers. Katie Littman, 4 turnovers. Many turnovers to go around here in this second half. The live stats have switched to the second game here of the doubleheader between Montclair State and Regis, so lost capability of the team stats here, but of course with the Mustangs with the win, 67-55. Right now the teams are in the middle of their cool down period, and then each team is meeting with the media right now, and since Stevenson won, they are going second in that area. So we are not sure if we will get a chance to talk with Coach Jackie Boswell during the post-game show. What we can tell you is we will record it nevertheless afterwards, and we will put it on sfmsports.net and gomustangsports.com if we have to leave the air. One reason why we might have to leave the air right now is that the Montclair State Pep Band is setting up right in front of us. So, of course, we will have to leave pretty soon. But once again, Stevenson with the win, 67-55, a final score. We'll be back after this timeout. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
The Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back here to Montclair State University. Rob Dawson here on the Mustang Sports Network as we wrap up a 67-55 win for Stevenson in the NCAA tournament first round. It was the first ever NCAA tournament game for program history, and Stevenson came up big, getting their first win in program history. And now Stevenson will be one of 32 teams by the night time is over to play tomorrow. And that is where Stevenson will await their next opponent, Regis versus Montclair State, the host. And right now, both teams are warming up for their game, which is about to start in 20 minutes from now. We'll take a look at what's been going on around the country. And as we mentioned at the top of the show, Stevenson and Williams was the first game going on into the NCAA tournament in the country going on right now. So for the first hour, from 4 to 5 o'clock, there was no other game going on. Since then, many games have started right now. And we will start in our quadrant here between Ithaca and Mount St. Vincent. And right now, in that game between the two teams, right now, as we try and await a score between Ithaca and Mount St. Vincent, and that game right now, we are awaiting the link here between the teams. Right now, Ithaca and Mount St. Vincent are in progress, as well as Stockton and McDaniel. Those teams are going on right now, and that's going on at Salisbury. Got a score right now in the Ithaca-Mount St. Vincent game. Ithaca leads Mount St. Vincent early in the second half, 39-26. McDaniel going up against Stockton right now. And in that game, going on in Salisbury, Maryland, we await the score here between the teams. And Stockton and McDaniel going at it. And right now, just starting the second half in that game, we are awaiting the statistics here. Actually, there we go. We got to click on it. It was Stockton and McDaniel right now. You know, we're struggling to get that score right now. The internet service with more people in the stands has faltered a little bit. Amherst and Eastern are going on right now as well. And we'll see if we can get them on as well. That game going on in Manhattan at NYU. Right now, McDaniel trails Stockton 38-35 in the second half, 15-43 left to go. Going on right now at NYU, it is Amherst all over Eastern. Eastern, of course, part of the Freedom Conference. Amherst leads 42-29, about 17 minutes left to go in the second half. So that is a look at the games in progress going on in the quadrant of the bracket. Going on at NYU at 7 o'clock, Virginia Wesleyan and NYU. Going on in Salisbury, Maryland at 7, Bridgewater State against Salisbury. And going up in Maine, it'll be Babson and Bowdoin going on at 7 o'clock. And the game coming up here at Montclair State and Regis, Mass. That game coming up in about 17 minutes from now. Other games going on in other regions, and right now at 10 o'clock, George Fox against Penn State Abingdon and Puget Sound against Claremont MS. That game going on at 8 o'clock, George Fox, Penn State Abingdon at 10 o'clock. And then it's coming up at 7:30, Calvin and Baldwin Wallace going on tomorrow. There are two games going on, Texas Dallas and Rhodes and Texas Tyler and Southwestern Texas. That's at 4 and 6:30 respectively tomorrow. Other side of the bracket right now, some games in progress. Stevens Institution and Baruch right now. Let's see if we can get a score in that one. St. John's Fisher against Skidmore going on right now. This game in the first round, it's Scranton happening between Baruch and Stevens. We await the score of that one here. We will tell you that Scranton Eastern Connecticut State play at 7 o'clock. Tufts at Pine Manor play at 7 o'clock. That game going up in Massachusetts right now. St. John's Fisher and Skidmore playing right now at 5 o'clock. University of New England and Catholic in progress. And then in the lower right portion of the bracket, SUNY Geneseo in action as well. As we wait for Coach Jack Boswell to emerge from the media room. And once again, recapping a 67-55 Stevenson win. Catholic leads New England right now 32-31. That game going not too far away here from Fairleigh Dickinson University. Cabrini and Muhlenberg in action as well, going on later tonight, SUNY Geneseo and Castleton. Also in progress, Eastern Mennonite and LaRoche. Right now between Baruch and Stevens, still waiting that score right now. Transylvania Wittenberg also in action later tonight. Thomas More in Greensboro. 9 o'clock, St. Thomas, Minnesota against Minnesota Morris. 6:30, St. Norbert and Luther. 8 o'clock, Wheaton, Illinois against Wisconsin Lutheran. And then the final game in progress going on right now, Hope and Bethel College, that one in Minnesota. We're still rating the score between Baruch and Stevens right now. That game in progress, close to the end of the first half or beginning of the second half. And finally here in Montclair State, 67-55, Stevenson wins. They go on to the second round of the NCAA tournament. We will now, as we await for guidance here, Sam Murray from the emerging from the media room here, Sarah Tarbert and Coach Jackie Boswell as well. We're waving to Coach Boswell, and it looks like she will be able to do a post-game interview. She's going to bring Sarah Tarbert on here as well. And so our scoreboard has gone just in time here. A couple of scores updating for us right now. Hope and Bethel just getting underway. That game going on 4-2. Hope leads in that one. And we are now getting a score from Baruch and Stevens right now. Baruch leads Stevens Institution 43-30. And Baruch leads by 13 points. So 13 minutes left to go here before the start of the second game. We want to remind you, Stevenson is going to play against the winner of Montclair State and Regis. That game will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at 5:50 from Montclair, New Jersey. And we hope you join us there as well. Coach Jackie Boswell is talking with some members of the media in the hallway in the corner of the gym right now. And Sarah Tarbert is with her as well, as Sarah Tarbert and Coach Boswell speaking with some of the media. Our broadcast positions on the court, actually right by the pep band, number one. Number two is along the baseline right now. And now we have just gotten word that Stevenson has gone into the media room. So we will step aside here and we will sign off on the postgame show. But be sure to tune in for tomorrow, postgame interview with Coach Jackie Boswell and a player as well. And that's brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. Our final score, Stevenson 67, Williams 55. We will be back tomorrow. Special thanks, as always, goes to our executive producer at smsports.net, Steve Clendenin. Special thanks also goes to our videographer today, Joe Wamba, on highlights. And special thanks to all of you for listening. Our final, Stevenson 67, Williams 55. Stevenson advances to the second round of the NCAA tournament. We will see you tomorrow night. For all of our staff, I'm Rob Dawson saying so long from Montclair, New Jersey.
This has been a presentation of Stevenson University Mustangs basketball from sfmsports.net. This multimedia broadcast was powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stevenson University. Get game recaps and more at GoMustangSports.com, the official home of Stevenson University Athletics.